Acts chapter number 3, we'll go there. We started the book of Acts probably lesson six. So we've had five lessons on the first two chapters. Now it's going to move a little faster from here on, but you have to spend a lot of time in these first two chapters. And the reason being is so there's so much confusion in the book of Acts. A lot of confusion. And look, I promise I know. I have sung in just about every kind of church there known to man. I have preached in some, and all that kind of stuff. I know there are different backgrounds. And let me say, I have friends, pastors, that I love dearly, that we would disagree on, the book of Acts. And just the way I tell them, I say, well, you can be wrong if you want to. And, that's right. And, but all joking aside, the way I teach the book of Acts is by rightly dividing, and that's the only way you can do it. Or if you don't do it that way, there's a lot of confusion, and I can show you some of those that it's just, there's no way to explain it. Let's just do some review before we get into chapter 3, because chapter 3 won't take very long. Everybody's fascinated with tongues. Well, this tongues is only mentioned three times in the book of Acts. The first time is in Acts chapter number 2. The second time is in Acts chapter number 10. And the third time is in Acts chapter number 19. Now watch this. Watch. The first time in Acts 2, the baptizers, that means the person doing the baptizing, Peter, the apostles, they were doing the baptizing. They were the ones that spoke in tongues. In Acts 10, the converts, in other words, the ones that were getting baptized, the converts spoke in tongues before they got baptized. All right? And then in Acts 19, the converts, they spoke in tongues after they got baptized. Let me ask y'all, how are we supposed to do it? Am I supposed to speak in tongues before I baptize you? Or do we do it like Acts 10 and you speak in tongues after I baptize you? Or do we do it like Acts 19 and you do it after I baptize you? Now, which way are we going to do it? See the confusion? If you don't rightly divide, now this is just plain, this ain't Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, this is plain Millsfield country talk. How are we going to do it? You got three different ways you can do it. How are we supposed to do it? Why? Because Acts is a transition from law to grace, from Jew to Gentile. We're moving from one administration to the other. I'll give you another one. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 1:22. This is just review. We're supposed to get in Acts 3. 1 Corinthians 22, the Jews require a what? Sign. Do you ever wonder why a lot so much signs and wonders, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, healings, blind Bartimaeus, the leprosy healed, this, that, and the other. I mean, boom, just signs and wonders. The Jews require a sign. Now watch this. We just got done talking about tongues. Watch this. Now, you believe the Bible? Jews require a 1 Corinthians 14:20, wherefore tongues are for a, not to them that, but to them that believe. Well, now hang on. All my tongue talking friends, you know, I love them. But who requires a sign? Jews. And tongues are for a sign. Now, here's something else for review. Now watch this. In Galatians chapter 2. No. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you. Paul is the minister to the Gentiles. That's why we have Romans, 1 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 1 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. 13 books Paul wrote to the Gentile church. Now, Paul didn't get saved until Acts 9. So everything before Acts 9 is Peter. Y'all see Peter up here? That looks just like him. The first seven chapters of Acts is Peter preaching to a bunch of Jews. And did you notice? Watch this. Peter is looking to the second coming. He don't see this. He don't see the rapture. He sees this right here, shoop, scooted over to here. He don't know anything about us because why? Paul don't get saved to here. That's why Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. Why? Because everybody in the Old Testament didn't know about it. They didn't know about us. We just sort of got grafted in. Somebody say amen. You see? Exactly. Galatians 2:7, watch this. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision, remember, uncircumcision is the Gentiles, was committed unto me. Who wrote Galatians? Paul. So the uncircumcision, Gentiles, was committed unto Paul. As the gospel of the circumcision, well, if the Gentiles are uncircumcised, then the Jews are what? Circumcised. Was unto Peter. So Peter in Acts 2 is preaching to a bunch of Jews, and then Paul, Romans. You know what a bunch of Romans are? Gentiles. 1 Corinthians, Gentiles. Galatians, Gentiles. Thessalonica. Ephesus. Philippi. Colossae. Then the rapture takes place. Can somebody tell me? Gentile books, 13 of them. Right here. And after the last book, Philemon. Anybody know what the next book after Philemon is? I'll help you. What's a bunch of Hebrews? Okay, so you get the picture. Heavily Jewish, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jews. Peter, Acts, Jews. Boom, boom, boom. 7 chapters, Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. Behold, the kingdom comes. Paul gets saved in Acts 9. Cornelius gets saved in Acts 10. Acts 16. Here we go. Romans, Gentile, 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 Gentile. And then as soon as the Gentile church leaves, we go right back and God says, okay, Jews, are y'all ready to listen to me now? Okay, review. Then you got Romans 15, 16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the who? Who wrote Romans? Paul. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Now, watch this. Still review Acts 2:38, the all-familiar verse. Now, when they heard this, the Jews, when the Jews heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter, who's Peter the apostle to? Jews. And to the rest of the apostles, which are Jews, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Watch. That's here at Acts 2. Y'all see Acts 2 right here? Now, this top line, this bottom line is the same. It's just separated because Peter didn't see all of this. He saw just the second coming. He didn't see anything about a rapture. Paul gave us all of this. Now, Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you. Nation of Israel said, what should we do? Repent, be baptized, Peter said. Now watch. Acts 16. Y'all see 16 right there? Acts 16. Philippian jailer is a Gentile. Who's in the Philippian jail? Paul and Silas. Who's Paul the minister to? Gentiles. And brought them out and said, sirs. The sirs is Paul and Silas. What must I do to be saved? Well, the Jews said, what must we do? 16, what must I do? Forget about the nation. Forget about America. I'm worried about me right now. What do I need to do? Now watch. If Paul and Peter and Paul, let's see if Paul says the same thing. What did Peter tell them Jews to do? Repent, be baptized, every one of you, name of Jesus, remission of sins, you got it. Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Two different things. Amen. Two totally separate things. You see, if you don't rightly divide the book of Acts, you're going to be confused. How you going to get saved, Acts 2 or Acts 16? Are you a Jew or a Gentile? Very simple. Now, watch it. We're still in review. Hallelujah. maybe I need some more pizza. Now remember, Peter, everybody, I love them. I love my friends. I said, boy, if you ain't baptized by one of our preachers and get baptized into our church and speak in tongues when you come up, you ain't got evidence of the Holy Ghost and you just ain't it. All right. Paul said, 1 Corinthians, y'all see 1 Corinthians down here? Paul wrote that to a bunch of Gentile people. For Christ sent me not to hold the phone, Joan. If you got to be baptized to be saved, Paul's confused. All depends on if you're in Jewish territory or Gentile territory. See the difference? Now, once you rightly divide and get the mail in people's mailbox, now I'm saying this is repetition to y'all. Somebody may be watching this for the first time, but look here. Y'all got one mailbox at your house, but you got several people living in the house. You go to the mailbox, you divide the mail up who it goes to. The Bible's the same way. You just don't open the book at the Bible and go, all right, Lord. You say, that's Jewish mail. The Bible was written to more people than just us. So there's Jewish mail in there. There's Gentile mail in there. There's church mail in there. You see? Anyway. Now, let me show you another one right here. This is still, I got to hurry. All right, let me show you this verse right here. This is brand new. This is extra. You didn't have to pay for this. John chapter 4. Now, John 4, Jesus hadn't died yet, right? Jesus don't die until John 19. So 4 is before 19. Okay. John 4:22, the Samaritan woman. Y'all remember her? You worship not, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the... Well, hang on a second. How do I fit into that? Salvation is of the Jews? I'm not Jewish. How am I going to get saved? You got to wait till you get on this side. Hallelujah. Now watch, I'll show you. This Samaritan woman said salvation is of the Jews. All right. That's John 4 over here. Right? Get your eyes open. Watch this. I'm fixing to read. Y'all see what I did here? Instead of writing 21, 22, 20, that's 28 right there. Y'all see it? Okay. Paul says in Acts 28, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation is God, of God is sent unto... Let me run around the church. John 4, salvation is of the who? Jews. But now once you get on this side of the cross and get plumb over to the end of the book of Acts, Paul says, the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles. And guess what? They will hear it. Whew, I feel like Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Now, all that's introduction. Now let's look at Acts 3. I just want to catch everybody up to speed. Does that clear anything up? I hope. I hope it does. All right. Acts 3. Look at verse 1. Now, Peter and John are Jewish, went up. Hey, watch this. Wait. We got to read. Let's look at two verses before that. 46 of chapter 2. And they, the disciples, apostles, continued daily with one accord in the what? All right, so when you go down to verse 1 of chapter 3, now Peter and John went up together into the what? Temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now, I ain't got time to get all that. Our time starts at 12 midnight tonight. Our new day starts at 12 midnight. Theirs starts at 6. So 6, the ninth hour, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. So the 3 p.m. is the ninth hour, okay? So they go to the temple the ninth hour, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. There's two times in the Jewish temple. They go at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's the morning worship. And 3 p.m. is the evening. Okay? The hour of prayer. If you remember Daniel prayed three times. 9, 12, 3. He did three times. But the Jews, there's a 9 a.m. and a 3 p.m. The hour of prayer. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, let me show you this. This is old replica of old Herod's temple. This is Herod's temple that was destroyed in about 70 A.D. You'll see, let me see if my pointer still works here. Remember, there's 12 gates around this thing. There's three gates here. There's three gates over there. There's actually three gates here. Anyway, there's 12 all together. This one right up here, the gate called Beautiful, is so this man's laying outside. All the traffic is coming in because they're coming in for the evening prayer, 3 p.m. So this guy, he's lame. He don't have any money. So you go where the traffic is. That's why they're always sitting at Walmart. Where all the traffic is, you see. So he's laying out here where all the traffic is. People coming in and out. He's got his little cup, you know, asking of alms. Peter and John are coming in, and they stop and deal with him. This is what we're talking about. Now, verse 3, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Notice, Peter and John didn't set up a tent. They didn't set up a healing line. They didn't set up, start taking people's offering. They didn't start selling miracle water from the Jordan. Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have any. Now, if he was one of them guys on television, he'd have had some money to give him. He said, silver and gold have I none. But what I have, such I have, I give unto thee. Matter of fact, what I'm fixing to give you is going to be a whole lot better than money anyway. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, notice verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping, praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which set at alms the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him. And as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John, I'm assuming they were embracing him somehow, you know, just hugging, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now, this man was healed. Now, let me say this. In the first part of the book of Acts, Jews require a sign. The signs of the apostles had signs. They could heal people. They could, you know, cast out demons. All those kinds of things these apostles had the ability to do. Now, let me pause and say real quick before you go out and say, well, Brother Jeremy said God don't heal anymore today. That's not true. God can heal anybody, anywhere he wants to. I have seen God do some miraculous things. I've seen people healed. Not because I laid my hands on anybody, but when we've gathered around people and prayed and they go to the doctor and it's whatever's not there, God gets all the glory for that. But the difference in what I can do praying for you and what Peter and the apostles could do for you are totally different. The gift of healing and healing in general are two separate different things. Let me show you what I mean. The gift of healing Peter and John healed this man immediately. He got up, walked. There are people today that say, I have the gift of healing. I have the gift of healing. Well, here's if you do. Let me give you the address to the nursing home. Let me give you the address to Dyersburg Hospital, or West, whatever they call it now. Let's clean the place out. Well, I can only heal if they have enough faith. This man didn't have no faith at all. Peter had to reach down and take him by the right hand. He didn't have any faith. You see, again, this ain't Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. This is straight talk, straight out of the Bible. If you got the gift of healing, prove it. Can God heal today? Yes. But the gift of healing passed off the scene when all of these apostles died. Because once this word was complete, we no longer need signs and wonders to prove His word. Now we have His word. Remember, Peter didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a Bible. They had to do the signs and wonders. All of them were from Missouri. Show me, show me, show me. Anyway, all right. Some of you had too much pizza. But, I'll give you this. You say, preacher, you had to prove. Let me prove it real quick in passing, if I can. Y'all remember Acts 28? Remember right there? All right. Paul. Paul was an apostle. In the early parts of Paul's ministry, he had those gifts. I'll prove it. But now, by the time he gets over into prison, when, remember Acts 28? Salvation is to the Gentiles. And he goes full force to the Gentiles. Those sign gifts of the apostles has waned off. The more of the Bible that gets revealed, I'll show you what I mean. Watch this. Acts 28, Paul, that snake. Y'all remember that viper that comes out of the wood pile or the fire and latches onto Paul's hand. And then, matter of fact, Paul's in, he's in prison, or he's not in prison. He's in custody, if you will. They done went shipwrecked and all this kind of stuff. They're laying up on the seashore and they're trying to warm themselves by the fire, and the snake viper comes up and bites his hand, you know. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said amongst themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Now, Paul is an apostle. He still has the sign gifts of healing. He just shook them. You imagine a rattlesnake. I'm talking a viper. Venomous beast. Felt no harm. You say, how do you know he's supposed to die? Well, howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after that, he looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. They changed their mind and said, well, he must be a god or something. I don't know. Snakes can't even bother this dude. Now, watch. Now remember, Acts 28. Okay. I'm going to 2nd. Y'all see 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy over here is after Paul goes into prison. Erastus abode at Corinth. Matter of fact, where he wrote Corinthians. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Timotheus have I left at Miletus. What? Now, Paul, I thought you had the gift of healing. The snake didn't bother you here because you still had it. But by the time you wrote 2 Timothy, it's gone. See the difference? Now, if Paul still had the sign gifts, he could have reached down in Miletus, Trophimus, he could have healed him just like that. Just like Peter and John did this man in Acts 3. You see the difference? So you can't go outside and say, well, Brother Jeremy says that God don't heal. Oh, I do too. But he ain't doing it through me. God gets all the glory. See? Totally different. Signs of the apostle. I'm not an apostle. And matter of fact, there are no apostles today. There are none. You say, well, I saw one on television. No, you didn't. You say, well, down at the bottom of the screen, it said apostle so-and-so. He's not an apostle, I promise you. Remember Acts 1? Go back and watch the tape or the CD. Shows you how old I am, the tape. We don't have tapes no more. Get the CD or DVD or whatever from Acts chapter, what is it, 1 or 2? First part, no, Acts 1. To be an apostle, when they replaced Judas, you had to be baptized with John and witness the resurrection. Y'all know anybody old enough today to have been baptized with John and witness the resurrection? Didn't think so. So guess what? I love them. I love them. But I love the Bible more. Now, we got the healing dealt with. Okay. Now, verse 12. Watch what Peter does. Peter, all these people are gathered around. The man's done been healed. Now, watch what Peter does. He's a preacher. If he's anything, he's a preacher. Because the crowd gathers. So what does a preacher want to do? Preach. Verse 12. And when Peter saw it, all these people gathered up, he answered to the people, you men of who? Israel. Why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power of holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of our fathers have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. All these Jews are gathered up. Peter lets them have right between the eyes. He says, y'all the ones that delivered Jesus to Pilate. Pilate was getting ready to let him go. And y'all had rather have a thief and a robber named Barabbas than you had Jesus. Son, I'm telling you, preaching. Verse 13, let me read it again. And God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name through faith. And his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot. Now, that W-O-T, that's Old English. Old English. Now, that means to know. K-N-O-W. I'm trying to remember when you conjugate the verbs. Do y'all remember ever calling somebody growing up a dimwit? A dimwit. Now, you might have called them something different, but we'll wait till the camera's off. But that is, in other words, you don't know, you're dummy. You don't know nothing. So wit is the same conjugated verb as what? It's K-N-O-W. No. Dimwit, you don't know nothing. You're a dimwit. Well, what is no. Ain't the Bible easy to understand? It's words we've used before. Anyway, now I know we don't go around using we don't use what anymore. But I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. Now, in other words, let me show you a verse. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Peter told them, says, we know you done it. I know you done it through ignorance. You didn't know. But still, you should have done it. you know. Verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Now, verse 19. Get this. Watch. Repent ye therefore. Repent ye. Who's the ye? Ye men of Israel. Ye. Repent ye, Israel, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. Now, repent ye. Now watch this. Peter's still talking. He's still talking to a bunch of Jews. And the reason I point here, Peter doesn't see all of this. He thinks the second coming just could be just any minute. He's seen the Lord of glory crucified on the cross. Oh, they've killed our king. Who's going to deliver us from Caesar now? Who's going to deliver us from Rome now? He raises from the dead. Oh, we have our king back. Remember, Acts 1, Lord, is it time to restore your kingdom? Is it time? Jesus says, Peter, get somewhere and sit down. There's some stuff going to take place. You don't know nothing. Sit down. And so Peter is thinking he's coming back just any minute. And he's going to overthrow Caesar. He's going to sit on his throne. And boy, I'm telling you what. Now watch what he tells the nation of Israel. Almost like he told them in Acts 2:38. Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for your remission of sins, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then he tells them in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins, now watch, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now I'm going to save you a little trouble and a little time. The times of refreshing. You go to the book of Isaiah. You go to the book of Jeremiah chapter Jeremiah, let me see if I got it wrote in my margin. Jeremiah 50 and verse 20. The times of refreshing is the second coming of Christ. Now watch. Peter says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins be blotted out. When the times of refreshing, when the Son of Man comes, then your sins as a nation will be blotted out. Now watch this. I ain't going to get all the three in. I thought I would. But watch this. There is a difference in me getting saved and America getting saved. You understand? Peter's preaching to a nation. Picture Peter preaching before both houses of Congress. We've crucified the Messiah. We've crucified our King that's going to deliver us from the hands of the enemy. We have crucified, and he's preaching to the hierarchy. And they reject his message. That makes sense? So a nation gets their sins forgiven when? When the times of refreshing shall come. You say, you got any verses for? I sure do. Romans 11, Paul tells us a little bit about it. And so all Israel shall be. Is that future? Shall be is future, right? All Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. That's what Peter's thinking right here. He's thinking it right here. We know it's right here. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their... When does God take away the nation's sins? The times of refreshing. Here. Peter thinks it's here. We know it's here. We got more Bible than Peter had. You understand? I'm not saying I'm smarter than Peter. I'm saying we got more Bible on this than Peter had. So Peter thinks this is there. We know it's pushed out to here. Times refreshing. Now, okay. Let me get my thoughts here. Hallelujah. When the times are refreshing. Now, I wanted to show you something. I didn't get it on the screen. Oh, let me read you this real quick. I think it's Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. I'll probably get this out and we'll have to. Let me look. Ezekiel 36. When you see this right here, I hope this helps. Okay, here we go. Oh, let's see. I'm looking. I think this is it. Ezekiel 36. Am I in 36? Yeah. Here I am. I'm looking for a certain word. I know it's here. Ezekiel 36. All right, I may have to look that one up again. He sprinkles water, clean water, on them. Let me see. Let me see if I got it. This is live television, right, ladies and gentlemen. Live. Let me see. 25. Let me look. Oh, look at here. Here we go. Miss Carol. You get the award tonight. Extra piece of pizza. Here we go. Verse 20. Look for verse 24. I knew it was Ezekiel 36. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Kingdom. I'm going to bring you into your own land. Okay? Nation of Israel. I'm bringing you back into the land. I'm going to give you a king. Jesus Christ, he's coming. He's going to be the king. And he's going to sit on the throne of his father David in Jerusalem. And I'm going to put you back into your own land. Watch. Verse 25, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will serve your God, and so on and so forth. Verse 29, I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and will call you for the corn and increase it and lay no famine upon you, and so on and so forth. But watch what he said. Here's what's associated, and I'm closing with this right here, because I hope this opens up a world of information for you. God says in the Old Testament, nation of Israel, there's coming a day when I'm going to cause you, I'm going to take you out of from the heathen, tribulation. I'm going to take you out of those heathen countries. The nation of Israel right now is scattered all over those heathen countries right now. Middle of the tribulation. I'm going to take you out. That's what he said. Take you out of those heathen countries. And I'm going to sprinkle you with clean water, and you shall be clean. Peter's thinking this is over here, and he tells in Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized, pointing to the day when God washes them with clean water. That's why they got baptized in Acts 2. Ain't got anything to do with us. You say, preacher, how'd you get clean? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the... Amen. You see? It's totally different. And I'm telling you. Yeah, you know, anyway. All right. Thank you, Miss Carol, for finding that, because everybody was looking at me like I didn't know what I was talking about.